Welcome to the Jam Notes Podcast. I'm Ben Durge, your host. And this is your guitar host, Nick Ring. And we're here to talk about jams we did in a jam we did in October
of 2021.
So almost exactly 3 years ago. But if we keep this up, our current schedule, this will be out in 2025. So Happy New Year or Merry Christmas.
Happy Halloween. Let's take it one at a time, folks. Okay? Halloween's about to happen.
Yeah, let's just say, I would love it if Halloween just happened all.
Just Halloween to New Year's.
Yeah, instead of Thanksgiving, we'll have a Halloween 2. Christmas, it could be Halloween 3. Then it's a
like,
new year.
Yeah, it's like different themed Halloweens.
Yeah.
Hungry Halloween, extra generous Halloween, stay up all night Halloween.
Yeah, spooky Christmas does sound better. But let's not delve into religion. We're here to talk about music.
That's right. So we have selected a jam.
The jam.
From October 2021. This one does have a little note with the title, yes. And it says, improvised, lots of space, beautiful.
Beautiful. All right.
Yeah.
And we're 99% sure we didn't do this jam on the last episode. But the name sounded familiar for some reason.
Yeah, so for it to have a note like that next to it, one of us has to have listened to it and, like, had thoughts.
Had a note, yes. Yeah. Or we say something in the beginning of said jam.
Right.
Yeah.
But this sounds like just a note on how it sounds. So, gotcha. Should we dive in?
Yep, push play. This All right. is one of our longer ones, I think. It's 17 minutes.
Yeah.
So we're going to sit here and chat for a while.
Yeehaw, let's get it.
And I actually brought something to discuss when, you know, a topic when you're ready for it.
Oh, wow.
Got something on my sleeve, yeah.
All right. Well, let's go.
All right.
Okay. We are on.
We are on. Hop to it. October 21. The kids would have just now finally been going back to school after all the COVID nonsense.
I would have just been about to have my first kid.
Yeah, lots of kid stuff happening then. So we had a lot of probably tension to release.
Mm-hmm.
Nervousness.
I heard a little bit of chatter, like maybe you were looking for a place to set up a camera. So that may be another reason why this one seemed familiar.
I gotcha.
Was that there may have been a video that we shared between each other, at least.
Gotcha. I definitely like the kind of airport dinging sound to begin with. Like we're about to take off.
The murmuring helps with that. Like, unexplained beeping sound. Is it a warning?
Yeah.
Are we okay?
Our pilot just passed away, but that's why we have two of them, right? So we'll be
that beeping will happen for the duration of our flight. <Yeah. laughs>
Kind of fell on the dash, or whatever you call it. they call it the dash? Probably not.
The cockpit, but cockpit. There would have to be multiple dashboards.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Maybe it's a battle station?
I don't know. A command deck. Definitely got some spookiness for Halloween. Right. Symbolic.
Please don't say that never ends.
the ones that have been up already I know pretty well, but yeah, we're definitely at the risk of repeating things. The ones I haven't watched yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but
this one is, like, epic in my mind. I can think of this jam, like, time travel to it. It's... We were in the back room of my house, not in the basement.
We had yet to move to the basement, okay.
Yeah.
We had some good ones in that room. I was, going through the old YouTube channel... And one of them's called Heavier. I don't know what I called it. But, man, it's good. My drums sounded real good. I gotta tighten them up and get some new heads, because it sounded good back then. So this specific jam sticks out to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think of it from time to time. Ooh. And I just, like, didn't know when we did it or anything like that.
Or that you named it Beautiful.
Lots of space, yeah. But, like, this part that I'm doing on guitar, like, comes back to me sometimes. And then I never knew where to find the original, you know? Like, what was the original idea?
Oh, right.
To track back through the jams instead of just, like, the pieces that I remember.
Well, maybe we'll eventually come across it in this podcast.
Might be the one.
Do you think there will be a point where we don't have jams? We've gone through all the jams?
No.
Right, okay.
Because, like, after we stop today, after we have this conversation, we're going to pick up our instruments and play two or three.
So there might be a point where we are talking about jams that have happened post the podcast starting.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't... Yeah.
And since we're hopping around through time, we're kind of picking and choosing through the years what we're doing. We'll circle back, we'll hop.
I hope to become more familiar with the jams, you know, so we can... Oh, I remember this from that.
Well, this is one to remember.
Gotcha, okay. We definitely aren't rushing into things, I'll say. Loving those cymbals. Right on cue, here comes the bass and then the floor tom.
Santana vibes on my guitar here.
Okay. I was thinking like Swamp Thing.
Sure.
But more with the drums. Definitely, I got the Santana thing. He's one of those guys where, like, I didn't like that Rob Thomas song, so for the longest time I was like, man, Rich Santana sucks.
But, he also played Woodstock, like, so 40 good, years before that.
That was actually, you showed me that, I was like, I need to rethink my opinion of Santana.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Santana's a badass. I've been watching his masterclass.
Oh, nice.
He's kind of nutty. He's kind of nutty, but, like, I'm learning.
That's right, you got a subscription rank.
Yeah.
Nice, okay.
It's fun, it's interesting, but it's hard to, like, sit down and be like, alright, I'm gonna learn right now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take a class when I could be doing anything
else. I remember there was some, I was like, ooh, I would watch that.
There's a bunch of great writers. Gotcha. And musicians, of course, yeah. The chefs are fun to watch.
Yeah, writing's always... I already know everything. Yeah. So, and then
don't
I'll actually
tell me that.
Sit down for the lesson or whatever, and be like, okay, good point. You know,
yeah, you don't know me or my writing.
Yeah.
So stop it.
Yeah, if I hadn't, what's it called?
Take it easy, Ben.
Yeah, if I hadn't taken it easy, I don't think my poetry would have gotten any better at a certain point. Kind of got to back up and say, okay, maybe this sucks. And I can do better. It's not the greatest thing ever written every time.
Right. Yeah, it's good to take advice.
Yeah. And when you start taking advice, you can definitely start telling bad from good advice.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than bad advice that sounds real good until you try it.
Yeah.
That's the worst. Oh, yeah, you know, I never thought of that, and I was like, oh, that's a terrible idea.
Right. Yeah, I'm a little heavier here. But we're doing good at, like, building slowly.
Yeah.
Like, that's always an obstacle or, like, a difficult thing to do when you're jamming is to, like, take it one step at a time instead of going, like, okay, we found it, let's fucking go to the moon.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay, so that's what I had up my sleeve, actually, if you want to, right on time.
Yeah.
This is...
Just wait for some more space and beautiful.
I can tell when I'm doing that with my head while drumming. Like, that's how I'm keeping time right now.
Yeah, you probably have, like, a whole forward velocity on your arms when you're...
Yeah. Now we're about to. But we're still escalating up nicely. Now.
Yeah. You're like pushing, and I'm like, wait a minute.
Patient long enough. Let's yeah. Get to hitting things.
Nice.
It's kind of grungy. It's like Nirvana at their best right there.
Whoa. Whoa. And we're just making it up. Wow.
And we don't have a Cobain, so. Nirvana at their best without Cobain, you know.
Did he make them better or worse?
Oh, I would guess he did play guitar, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm not commenting on that, I guess, without his
without
vocals.
Him singing.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because a lot of their songs, it's the vocals and the lyrics that really push it. Just, you know, somewhere great.
Yeah.
I know they're overhyped.
Yeah, I used to, like, and, really be against the Nirvana wagon.
My daughter wears Nirvana shirts, so I'm like, hold up, how many songs do you even...
Definitely, yeah. But you probably wore a Nirvana shirt, or...
Well, actually, I was kind of... It took me a minute to warm up to Nirvana, because I was always like... Why don't people like Tool this much? Yeah. I feel like Tool's better. What's all this hype over Nirvana?
Yeah, like, I didn't think Nirvana was that great. I mean, like, they wrote great songs, but, like, it took me a long time to even like them.
Yeah. I remember hearing in college that, like, one of my good friends was like, yeah, if it wasn't for Nirvana, you know, I'd be done. And I was like, oh, I feel that way about Tool, but Nirvana?
Yeah.
But that's when I went back and re-explored, you know.
Oh, we got a big old loop coming in.
Okay. It's getting pretty epic here. Good thud. These heads are... They don't give me that good thud when I want it.
Yeah, man. Time for the upgrades.
Yeah. Well, this is just a podcast about me complaining about my drums.
Yeah, so if you want to contribute to our GoFundBen campaign...
If you sponsor, I'll put whatever heads on you want. And if they suck, I'll replace them and say they're yours.
There you go. Works. You heard it here first, folks. Just sponsor the old podcast here, and we'll get some new heads. Maybe new symbols too. And stands.
Well, you know, the symbols have... I could probably use some new hi-hats. Ones that actually hi-hat. Mm-hmm. Which yeah, I like stands, when that's for sure. Set up. I just don't like setting it up. I've never physically understood how that top one stays there. Yes! Like, what? How is this tied to the
pedal? I've tried to fix your hi-hat a number of times, and I have no idea how to do that.
Alright. Are you ready for my trick up my sleeve?
Oh, yeah, yeah, hit me.
Okay, so, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame happened.
Yeah,
Dave,
I know.
Dave Matthews was inducted. Did you
watch
it?
I watched.
Okay, so did you see the part? I forget who said it, one of the old guys. He was like, I don't want to call it jamming, because jamming implies no discipline. So that was his take, that jamming is making music without discipline. Would you agree with that?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Frampton? Was it Peter
Maybe,
Frampton?
Maybe, yeah. Very well could have been it.
Okay. And that's he takes extended solos. His bands have jammed in the past, if he's the one who said it. He was being inducted to because of one of his big albums, Frampton Comes Alive. And on that, he takes, these long-ass guitar solos, and he's doing the talk box, and he's doing... he's doing all that stuff.
Who was the other guitarist he was soloing with?
That he was soloing with?
Yeah.
That dude was not being inducted. I think it was Keith Urban.
Yeah, that was pretty good when they were going back and forth.
It was good, but also you could tell that Frampton was being stomped all over by Keith Urban in terms of the sound of their guitars. The sound of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame show overall was terrible. And every announcer was like, this microphone sucks, and the teleprompter is
No one could read the teleprompter.
Yeah,
Dr. Dre was like, man. So Maynard did a good job though with Crazy Train. That was cool.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah. That's the only reason I was tuning into the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Dave got in. Dave.
Then Dave played the weirdest set of all time. It was 1 minute of five different radio hits. It was nobody's gonna take a solo. They're just switch song to song to song to song. And then Dave botched his whole speech.
Well, he always sounds drunk. And I think I just always assumed he was drunk. But that's just how he sounds.
That's just how he talks.
Yeah.
He's very sporadic.
Yeah, I ruined this whole thing.
He loves to do voices and he's a weirdo.
Yeah, that whole thing became a weird Julia Roberts. Oh, I didn't know she was such a big fan.
Oh, yeah. Well, she was in one of the Dave Matthews videos. So they've had a many years old relationship.
Interesting.
The band and her. But yeah, Dave was funny. It was and Julia Roberts.
Yeah. Man, this is hard. All right. Sometimes I wish we had more of a bassist, but I like its rawness. It would be hard to find a bassist to that, though. Yep. About to come back. Yep. All right. Girl, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
Okay. Well.
Will you let me out of here?
Didn't we talk about that recently?
Did we do a podcast about this same jam?
This is
kind of Michael Jackson-y. Well, no, leave it on, because this is usually where we turn it off and panic, but go ahead, Nick, plug your things.
Oh, yeah.
Note, this might not be out till January.
No, let's put it out soon, because I have shows coming up. Things don't need to go in order, do they?
Do they? Man, that's true. Okay, so this is now episode 4. That's what you're telling me?
Yeah. So Jack Funk has shows in November in Frederick, Maryland. We are playing at Old Mother on Saturday, November 16th. It's a brewery in downtown Frederick, and they have great beer. And
I might be there.
Ben's going to be there. We're playing with another band, Humbalaya. They're a jam band from this area. And then I think Jack Funk just has one more show for the year, and that is on November 20th. More details to come.
Yeah, and November 20th, my newest poetry book will be on Amazon.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So if you want to read my emotional shit, it's on paper.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's jam.
Let's do it. See ya.